All right, I'm going to call this meeting the Finance and Capital meeting to order. We have two action items, approval of the agenda and approval of the minutes. Those will have to wait until the committee has a quorum, but we will begin with the committee's business, and we're going to start this morning with our safety contact, and it's my pleasure to introduce to this committee for the first time our new Chief Safety Officer, Teresa Impastato, to provide us with this morning's safety contact. Welcome aboard. Congratulations. By way of background, Ms. Impastato comes to us most recently from Amtrak, where she led the drafting and implementation of the railroad's first safety management system. She has also held positions with New Jersey Transit and Laurel Skynet. As a New Jerseyan, thank you very much for your service to the Garden State.
Good morning, all. In the event of an emergency, we will egress through the main entrance of the building as a primary route with secondary routes utilizing the closest exits, which are illuminated by an overhead exit sign. We will assemble on the lawn of the National Building Museum. Please exercise caution when crossing the street and look out for oncoming vehicular traffic. An AED is available at the guard station. Fire extinguishers are strategically located throughout the building, and restrooms are past the guard station to your left. The safety contact for today highlights emergency preparedness. National Preparedness Month is recognized each September to promote family and community disaster and emergency planning now and throughout the year. The 2019 theme is prepared, not scared. As hurricane season lasts through November and other types of severe weather can strike at any time, it is critically important to prepare ourselves and our loved ones in advance. We can maximize preparedness by creating an emergency plan. This should include a plan for evacuation of your loved ones and pets should you be advised to leave the area, signing up for community alerts and warnings in your area, and assembling an emergency kit that includes needed supplies for up to 3 days. Please note that these are only a few considerations in the event of an emergency. For more information regarding emergency preparedness, please visit the Federal Emergency Management Agency's website at ready.gov or text PREPARE to 4FEMA for additional guidance. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Impastato. And now that we do have a full quorum representing all of the jurisdictions that we need to conduct business, we will proceed as planned with first consideration of the agenda for today. You've had a chance, members of the committee, to take a look at our agenda. Pretty simple. Do I have a motion to approve? All right, moved. And can I take it, Secretary Ron? You'll second that? All right, beautiful. All those in favor? Aye. Any opposed? The agenda is approved. Next, we have consideration of the minutes from our July 11th Finance and Capital Committee meeting. Hopefully, everyone has had a chance to review. If so, is there a motion to approve? All right, moved by Mr. McMillan. Second, it would be in order for Secretary Ron, since you were here. Thank you very much. Any discussion? All those in favor? Aye. Any opposed? The ayes have it. The agenda and minutes are approved. So today we have only one item for our consideration. It is an informational update on the progress of Metro's capital improvement program. We're going to hear a progress report on the program's major activities for fiscal year 2019, as well as those major activities that are underway thus far in fiscal 20. In addition, staff will introduce some new components that I know we've been eagerly anticipating. A program strategy for FY21 to FY2030, including efforts to provide a more strategic and performance-focused capital plan. Before we begin the presentation on the CIP, I'd like to first turn the floor over to our general manager, Paul Wiedefeld, for him to give us a report on the successful conclusion of this summer's platform improvement project.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. It's been a big week and a very long summer for our customers and some of the businesses around the stations that we impacted. But this was the first major capital project under the dedicated revenue to deal with long-deferred maintenance issues. So it took the energy and the will of the board to allow us to do that, so I wanted to thank you. Obviously, I wanted to thank Fairfax and Alexandria and NVTC and the state of Virginia for everything that they did to help us get through this. And I obviously want to thank our customers for what they went through. But it is, you know, it is sort of the will and the direction we've been given by the board to knock these things out as quick as we can, least impact on our customers. This project, as you know, would have taken us 2 to 3 years per station had we done it the historical way. And we're looking forward to next year to knock out a number more of these and get this behind us as quick as we can. I also want to thank the staff. They did a fantastic job leading up to the project, during the project. I think communication, different things, there are things that we can improve, and we will work on those. But by and large, they did a fantastic job to meet the schedule and the performance. So I just want to, again, thank the board for the support to do that type of work.
Thank you very much. Any questions for the general manager on that? Just a brief one. So next year, can you just give us a sense, order of magnitude, what's the level of deterioration with the projects that are planned to be attacked next year compared to what we dealt with this year?
Very similar, not quite as high of a priority, or we would have done them, you know, first.
Sure.
But pretty much in the same condition, heading the same way. And the remaining ones in the third year are of that same sort of caliber. So we'll be rolling that out, you know, next month or so. We wanted to get this one behind us, and but we're going to do a little bit more of our sort of rethinking how we can do this based on what we learned before we put that out there. But we will get that out there shortly.
Terrific. Okay. Thank you very much, Mr. Wiedefeld. And now we will turn it over to, I presume, Mr. Webster?
Yes.
Thank you.
Good morning. Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate the opportunity to present an update on Metro's capital program this morning. Today we will be reviewing our capital program objectives, the priorities of our capital program, a brief highlights of the financial results from last fiscal year, FY19, highlight some key major CIP activities, as you mentioned, between 19 and 20, and to introduce our capital program strategy and upcoming publications. And as you mentioned, there's no decisions today. This is a look back and a little bit of a preview of what's coming, and we look forward to your guidance. So through our capital program, Metro is investing in the system safety, service reliability, and financial stability and sustainability. Looking forward, Metro will continue to invest capital funds responsibly and proactively plan to address replacement, rehabilitation, and modernization needs. We have a transformation of our capital planning, program development, and program approach underway. It includes building capacity for project planning, project development and evaluation, and importantly, design and project delivery. We're also improving our tracking of performance of our capital investments. Focus of our capital program is investments in projects and programs that will improve safety and reliability, further reduce our state of good repair backlog, and proactively keep up with life cycle preservation, reinvestment, rehabilitation, replacement of our capital infrastructure. In FY19, Metro invested over $1.5 billion through the capital program, and that represents 99% of the amended budget. This level of reinvestment is the most ever in a single fiscal year, and as a result of both acceleration of projects and programs, as well as taking advantage of opportunities to maximize safety, reliability, and modernization work completed while the system is shut down or there are opportunities to do work. Metro's capital reinvestments to restore and modernize the system's infrastructure and equipment are having a positive impact on safety and some of our key performance measures, including on-time performance, infrastructure availability, and railcar reliability. Over the next few slides, I'll highlight some of Metro's key active projects, not all of them, but some of the more important and prominent ones, and their impact on safety and reliability goals. So as we just discussed, the station platform program began this summer and continues next year and the following year. Through that program, we're restoring deteriorated platforms to improve safety and accessibility. So the driver of those projects is ultimately the deteriorated platform edges and the condition of the platforms. About half of our stations have outdoor platforms. They're exposed to weather, de-icing agents, during the winter, and those the concrete deteriorates over time. So this summer we rebuilt about 7,200 linear feet of platform edges. We replaced the platform tile with slip-resistant surface at the six stations and completed other repairs and improvements while those stations were closed. Track rehabilitation, we continue to renew the components of the track system to keep our trains moving safely and reliably. As a result of the investments over the past couple of years, we now estimate that the condition of Metro's track assets has improved by 22%. In rail cars, Metro has made a substantial investment in new rail cars over the past several years to increase safety, reliability, and customer comfort. As of the end of June, as the end of FY19, 696 of the 748 rail cars were delivered to Metro. We expect the remaining cars to be delivered this fiscal year. And we have are now in the middle of the procurement process for the new rail car contract, the 8,000 series, that will provide for the replacement of the 2,000 and 3,000 series rail cars that are approaching the end of life. Through our bus garage replacement program, we're replacing deteriorated and functionally obsolete bus garages. New facilities at Cinderbed Road in Virginia and Andrews Federal Center in Maryland opened during FY19. And we have design build contracts for the replacement of Northern and Bladensburg bus garages in the District of Columbia that will begin in FY20. Modernized bus garages improve, obviously improve the facility, but provide a safer environment for workers, and they're designed to improve energy efficiency, to be flexible, to be able to accommodate future vehicle types. Some of the garages we have date to the early 1900s or the mid-1900s. They're built for other purposes, trolleys, different types of vehicles. As we build these new facilities, they'll be able to accommodate vehicles of the future, vehicles of today. We're also installing our new radio and wireless infrastructure and equipment. About 100% of our tunnels are expected to be wired for cell service next summer. About 67% as of the end of last fiscal year. And, of course, the new radio system will support public safety as well as Metro's operations and maintenance functions. We've begun taking delivery of portable radios for employees and public safety and begun construction of some of our radio antennas outdoors to support that radio communications. Now, preview some of the highlights of our updated capital planning and programming efforts. This fall, we will publish, as was mentioned, a capital program strategy document that will highlight capital priorities and expected outcomes, as well as a 10-year capital plan document that will detail planned and potential investments at the program and project level. And then later this year, the general manager will propose the detailed six-year capital program, budget, and financial plan. Capital strategy and 10-year publications are new this year and will provide more context and detail on programs and projects than has been presented in prior years. The capital program strategy document we'll highlight Metro's priorities of safety, reliability, and financial stability, and we'll describe how our planned capital investment